And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, certainly the remit's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, I can remember when I first started as breast care nurse in the mid-1990s, it was very much shorter consultation with patients, really. It was explaining perhaps a mastectomy, prosthesis fitting, far less reconstruction, less choices of chemotherapy, hormone therapy, less emphasis on cancer genetics. And, of course, we still have all the crucially important time-honoured roles, but all these extended roles as well. And I would argue that there isn't actually, if you look across numbers over the years, more people to do all this extended work, nor would I argue perhaps the remuneration to go with it. So we might be our own worst enemy. When I spoke to Mike Richards about this some months ago, he said to me, I can't understand why breast care nurses try and be all things to all women. You try and be experts in everything from genetics to palliative care and everything in between, plus tag on education, research, management, etc., and perhaps your own worst enemy. And maybe there's the enemy from within as well. In fact, when the Royal College produced some information calling for more breast care nurses in collaboration with breast cancer care, in fact, it was other oncology nurses that criticised us, saying that breast care nurses have it lucky. And in a way, if we had funding for more nurses, we'd go for areas such as gynae specialist nurses or prostate, where there's less people in post.